I'm glad to see you decided to make your online marketing more effective. This video is about traffic optimization. It's the first of the 5 online conversion points, and in a way, it's the most important one of them because you'll never make any money with online marketing if you don't get the right visitors to your site. Traffic optimization is about 3 things. 1. Topic targeting. 2. Interest targeting. And 3. Getting more of the right kind of traffic. We'll first take a look at each thing separately and then look at some examples that hopefully make the whole thing clearer. Topic and interest targeting are related, but there's an important difference. We'll start by looking at what topic targeting is. Topic targeting means what your website is about. There's a spectrum. At one end is narrow, very focused topic targeting. For example, if you sell a book about training for a marathon, narrow topic targeting would mean your site is about marathon training. At the other end of the spectrum is wide targeting, which means building a site about a more general topic, which includes your products. The upside of narrow topic targeting is that you'll end up attracting people who are actively looking for that information, so they're likely to buy your products. And as your site is about a specific niche, you're seen as trustworthy in that niche. The downside is that you'll only attract a small portion of your potential customers. There's always a group of people who would benefit from buying a product, but only a small portion of them knows that. The rest might not even know what the product is or what it does, or at least they don't see why they should buy it. You can reach them with wider topic targeting and get them into your sales funnels, and then you can convince them of your product's value. In the case of the marathon book, wider topic targeting can mean writing about running in general, not just about marathon training, or about exercising. Or if you want to go to an extreme, you could build a site about health and promote your book there. There isn't a clear downside to using wider topic targeting. But if you go too far with it, it won't work anymore. When your site isn't as targeted, you'll attract visitors who actually aren't in your target audience, and your visitors are less likely to think you're an expert, and so they're less likely to buy your products. That's topic targeting. Interest targeting is different. Interest targeting means which specific interests you use to capture your prospect's attention and make them interested in what you have to offer. These interests fall into the topic of your site, but should usually be more specific than the overall topic, unless you chose to use very narrow topic targeting when that's also the interest you're targeting. Let's take an example. Let's say your company manufactures golf clubs. You could make a video that teaches people how to improve their swing and publish it on your site. So you'd be targeting the interest of improving your swing. Obviously, you could have another video about putting and so on, but we'll get to that in the next video. Once you have that piece of content, which is targeted to people interested in something very specific, you can drive interested visitors to that content. That's interest targeting. Finally, when you know the ideal topic target for your site, and you know which interests to target within that topic, you can start thinking about getting traffic to your site. There are countless ways how you can get more visitors. The hard part really isn't finding a way to get lots of traffic, but instead figuring out which way to use and how to use it. In some cases, PPC or pay-per-click advertising is the most effective way to attract the right audience. In some cases, guest posting creates the best results. In other situations, offline marketing will get you to your goals. And sometimes the best method is something else entirely. There are some guidelines or rules about which method works best in which situation, but the examples will make them much easier to understand than the rules themselves. So, let's take a look at 3 examples that are very different from one another. First of all the examples assume you're going to build a site with some content in it. You can call it content marketing, but I just think it's clever online marketing because people are looking for content online. They hate or at least avoid advertising, so if your site talks only about your products, most people aren't too interested in what you have to say. This doesn't mean you have to have a blog or write ebooks. It just means that your site should offer more than just the basic features of your products or talk about your company's history. It should offer something people want, which is quality content. The first example is the marathon training book. Let's start from the beginning. What would you choose as the topic target if your goal were to sell a book about marathon training? Would you only write about training for marathon? Would you write about running in general, or exercising, or health, or something else? There are 3 most important questions you should ask in this situation. 1. Can you attract and interest enough prospects with a narrow topic target? 2. Do you lose credibility if you use a wider topic target? And 3. Are you attracting an unnecessarily wide audience which isn't well targeted? Another way to think about this is to ask this question. If you use a slightly wider topic target, can you expect to get significantly more qualified visitors? and then ask that question again and again until the answer is no. In the marathon book example, I'd say you could expect to get significantly more qualified visitors if your site is about running instead of marathon training. And I'd also say the same about writing about exercising instead of running. Anything wider than that doesn't sound targeted enough. But if we go back to the original questions, we could question the decision about using exercising in general as the topic target. It may make you seem less credible and therefore fewer people will believe that they're going to benefit from your marathon book. Instead of buying from you, they'll buy from someone who seems more trustworthy in that niche. Balancing a larger audience and a more targeted audience which trusts you more may be difficult. You might even notice at some point that you made a mistake with your original topic targeting. Let's say you decide to build a site about running. Next, you should figure out which specific interests you'll target. The one obvious interest is marathon training, since you have something to sell related to that. But if that was the only interest you'd target, then you could have built your site around only that. Instead, you should find other interests within your topic target. You could build content around sprinting, stretching, running shoes, and so on. All the things people who are interested in running are likely to be interested in. In the next video, we'll look at how to choose which interests to target and what content to create, but let's say you decide to write an ebook about running shoes and offer it for free. You should then start driving interested visitors to a page where they can get the ebook. How well you build that so-called landing page will have a huge effect on how many of the visitors will download the ebook, but we'll talk about that in the next video too. When you have the ebook ready and the landing page for it set up, you need to pick the right way to drive interested visitors to that page. Basically, a simple calculation will tell you how much you can pay for a visitor, but in practice, knowing the necessary values isn't always that simple. You should anyway be able to get an idea of whether or not paid traffic is worth the money or not. In this case, I'd guess paid traffic isn't the best place to start. I'd start with guest posting. If you choose to use guest posting as the method for getting people to your site, you'd first identify where you want to write to. Hopefully, you already know your topic well enough to know the major blogs in your niche. If you don't, a simple Google search will get you going. There are a few things to look for when you're looking for a place to write to. First of all, they need to get enough traffic. You shouldn't waste your time writing to an obscure blog that only gets 3 visitors per month. Instead, you should focus your energy on getting to more popular websites. To identify these sites, you can look at their subscriber numbers if they publish them, or you can look at how many comments their posts get, their Technorati ranking, their Alexa ranking, and so on. Secondly, they need to have enough readers who are your potential customers. If your site is about running, you shouldn't target a blog about knitting. I'm sure some knitters run, but you want your posts to places that are filled with your target audience. On the other hand, you don't have to only write to sites that are very similar to yours. You could write to health sites and exercise blogs, and even to blogs that are about other sports like cycling, as many people who are interested in cycling are also interested in marathon running. Thirdly, they need to have enough people who are interested in your offer. So a blog that only talks about running barefoot might not be the right place to offer an ebook about running shoes. The next step would be writing the guest post. Some people advise you to first contact the blog's owner, but I'd rather send the post and ask their thoughts about it. If you've done your homework about the blog, you should be able to write a post that matches what they want to publish. But you shouldn't write about just anything. You should write about something that relates to your offer, in this case, running shoes. But the most obvious decision to write about running shoes might not be the best thing to do. You can easily give so much information about your topic in the post that people don't want to read your ebook anymore. You should write about something that relates to running shoes. Ideally, running shoes are a way to solve a problem you write about. You can then leave a link in your byline that goes straight to that targeted offer of the running shoe ebook. In other words, you'd first talk about a problem and then offer the solution. Obviously, the post you write has to be valuable on its own, otherwise readers won't see you as a credible source of information and the post won't even get published. But you shouldn't think about only the quality of the post. It's marketing and you should use it as a marketing tool. So the traffic strategy for selling the marathon training book would be to use running as the topic target, write an ebook about running shoes to interest the targeted group, and write guest posts to promote the free ebook. Then you could create more targeted offers and write more guest posts to drive more people to your site. Let's take another example. We'll talk about the golf club company next. They could use a very narrow topic target, golf clubs, effectively, as their target audience does quite actively look for information about those products. But I'd still say they should use a slightly wider topic and talk about golf in general, not only about golf clubs. They could then create a video about improving your swing. This far, things are very similar to the marathon training book, but guest posting might not be the best way to drive traffic to this offer. It could definitely work, but I'd also use PPC advertising. The difference to the first example is the expected value of a visitor to the landing page for the offer. Just one golf club costs a lot more than a book about marathon training. And people who look for information about golf clubs are all likely buyers. They're not just looking for free information. And they're likely to buy more than just one golf club. So PPC advertising makes more sense when you sell golf clubs than if you sell a book about training for a marathon. Sure, you can use PPC advertising to promote the marathon book, and you can get good results with it, it's just not the most effective method. But there's a very common mistake people make with PPC advertising. They focus too closely on their products. If you're selling the marathon book, then focusing only on that makes sense, but with the golf clubs you could get better results. Instead of targeting only search phrases like golf clubs and where to buy golf clubs, you could also target people looking to improve their swing and direct them to the video about that. A narrow focus with a pay-per-click advertising campaign makes perfect sense when only highly targeted visitors will bring in more money than what the advertising costs. But as you can expect good returns for your investment with the golf clubs, your ad campaign can target a wide variety of search terms and phrases. Another very common mistake people make with PPC advertising is their landing pages for those ads. For example, if you advertise the video about golf swing with PPC ads and you target a search phrase, how to lower your golf score, you could create a new page for the same video, which would explain how improving your swing helps you lower your score. We'll get into more detail about that in the next video, but the basic idea is that the better you match what people are looking for, the more interested they are in what you offer for them. So, the traffic strategy for the golf club company would be to use golf as the topic target, create a video about improving your swing to get people interested, and use PPC advertising to drive people to both their products and their free offers. The last example is a bit different. Let's say you sell something highly specialized, something only a very small portion of people will ever benefit from. For example, industrial sewing machine repair, or custom database management software building for international corporations, or just about anything that most people will never have any interest in. Your traffic strategy has to match the market you're in. If you cater to a very small audience but they understand that they need your services, your site should usually be about what you offer. So if you offer industrial sewing machine repair services, your site should mainly create trust in your expertise in that specific skill. You could create targeted offers like an ebook about sewing machine maintenance, but the main goal of that would be just letting your prospects know that you offer what they need and assuring them of your expertise. To get more targeted people to your offer, you could use very focused PPC advertising, and possibly guest posting if your prospects reach specific sites. And you could use offline marketing to get the right people to your site. When your target audience is small, getting lots of traffic isn't your goal. The only thing that matters is that you find the few people that need your services and get them interested. That's why, for example, guest posting gets a bit trickier and why many businesses like that don't get good results with pay-per-click advertising. But the methods work if you do them right. PPC advertising in search engines can work well if you target very specific search phrases. As your target audience is comfortable with their professional language, your advertising too can focus on professional language. If you do that with any other type of business, you lose customers as they're unlikely to use professional terms when searching for information. Using guest posting to promote a special service or product works if your small target audience reads specific sites. Usually that's not the case, but if you find a promising place to write to, make your specialty obvious from the start of your article. Otherwise, the few people whose attention you want might not get to the part where you mention what you can offer for them. Often with specialty products, you can get good results by combining offline marketing with your online marketing. For example, you could advertise in industry magazines, or you could contact potential customers directly and direct them to your website. In that case, you should have something to offer for them at your website to make it worth their time. So, if you offer industrial sewing machine repair services, your traffic method could be any and all of the focused methods. Those were the three traffic optimization aspects. 1. Topic targeting. 2. Interest targeting. And 3. Getting the right visitors to your site. In the next video, we'll look at what you should do to lead visitors into your sales funnels. If you have any questions about traffic optimization or about any other conversion points, send me an email. Or if you want to get to your goals faster and want to know if I could help you get there, send me an email or see if any of the services listed below could be a good fit for you.